And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. And it is an absolute delight to be with you this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. I'm joined as always by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Morning, Jo.
And welcome back, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Lovely to see you.
Good morning all on this chilly morning.
Oh, it really is. Cool. Yes. Hey, Zoe, I'm looking forward to getting your take on this story later in the show. New research out of Oxford University has found that honey is more effective at treating sore throats and irritating cough and the common cold than antibiotics or over-the-counter medication.
Oh, Jo, I get thrilled when we finally look at food as the medicine. I'm like, woohoo! It's highly accessible, it tastes fantastic, but it really does pack a punch. It's antimicrobial, antifungal, antibacterial, and it all works together. That's
so,
what I love about
yes,
it.
We will be talking honey later on, and Gerald has already told me that that's not new news. How is that new research? But the scientists have got involved now, GQ.
Well, then it makes some all
go.
Richie
That's right. While we're on natural remedies, A to Z of vitamins is back today with ashwagandha. Love ashwagandha.
It has another name. It has another name too, which sounds just as nice. Withania somnifera.
Such great words. Also later on, legislative changes passed late last month have paved the way for the use of electronic prescriptions across the country. So Dr. Andrew Rochford will join us to tell us how we can ditch those paper scripts and have prescriptions sent straight to our mobile phones or electronic devices. Super helpful, I think, at this time when we may not want to actually visit the GP in person. So we'll be speaking with him about that. But first up, a really pertinent conversation for so many Australians, how to keep our bones healthy. Over 6 million Australians suffer from low bone density, while 2.2 million Australians are affected by osteoporosis. Perhaps that includes you. It's concerning, Gerald, because low bone density and osteoporosis can seriously affect your quality of life.
I think the main thing we've realised, and we've all got our mums especially, I think you have Zoe,
yep,
as I do and you do, Jo, is the fear of the unexpected fracture from a fall. And that can absolutely be a life destroyer.
And with osteoporosis, a minor bump can see you in hospital, can't it?
Doesn't take much. And often osteoporosis is diagnosed after that unexpected
fracture, where
the pain is there, it doesn't respond to anything, and then with a scan, they show the real reason behind it.
And you know, when they say talking, it affects older people, it starts to affect you from over 50.
Very young age.
50 is,
I mean, the thing is, we build up our bone supply, in inverted commas, up to sort of that age of 30 and 40. So it's really about educating young kids and explaining to them that they do need to have a very whole, all-rounded diet because the body is actually kind of safeguarding you for the future. So we do need to eat our way to good health with this one.
Yes, well, we will be joined by Professor Peter Ebeling, Medical Director of Osteoporosis Australia, to tell us more about bone health. As always, we'd love to hear from you if you need help with your health today on 131 873 or perhaps give us a call with regard to osteoporosis if you have a particular question around that. We're here to take your call, 131 873. Next, how we can keep our bones healthy as we age. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What looks and smells like a pumpkin spiced latte? It's the Andalou Naturals Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Mask. This decadent beauty secret is made from fruit stem cells, vitamin C and glycolic AHAs blended with Manuka honey and organic pumpkin. When you start to feel a tingle on your skin, you know the ingredients are working to dissolve dry surface cells, even skin tone and smoothen the texture of your skin. Andalou Naturals Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Mask is only $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, get Mont Blanc Legend 100ml for just $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Of course, we welcome your calls, 131-873. If you're looking for assistance for your health, or if you have a question with regard to how to keep your bones healthy, because when we think about overall good health, we often skip over the critical component of our bones. Poor bone health affects 2 in 3 Australians and can cause a whole host of problems. To tell us how we can keep our bones healthy, we're joined by Professor Peter Ebeling, the Medical Director of Osteoporosis Australia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
I will admit, Peter, I don't think I've thought much about my bone health. I'm 48. It's probably a little late for me. But why?
Oh, no. It's never too late.
It's never too late. I'm glad to hear that. Tell us, why is bone health so important?
At 48, you're also very young, but it is a really good time for a woman to think about bone health, because that's the time when women in Australia tend to start to go through menopause. So menopause is an excellent time for women to think about their bone health and perhaps consider getting a bone density scan.
Good
so
to
I
know.
Think, yeah, yes. What we want to emphasise is it's never too late to do something about your bone health. And this is because this condition called osteoporosis is a silent disease, and you don't know your bone density is low and you've got an increased risk of fracture until you actually have one of those broken bones. So that's why it's important to think about it.
Peter, it's such an interesting thing. We talk about diet, we talk about supplementation, but often what we don't talk about is what is actually depleting the body of calcium. So caffeine, sodium, what kind of advice can you give to people out there?
Yeah, so about 2/3 of the people with osteoporosis in Australia are women. And the reason for that is, as we were saying about the menopause, in women, the sex hormone called estrogen declines quite rapidly at the time of the menopause. And that has an adverse effect on the bone cells, so they turn over more rapidly and chew up more bone, so your bone density goes down. So that's why it's really important for women to think about their bone density and their bone health around that time. But there are other things you can do to sort of maintain your bone health, and this includes men as well. And that's cutting down on alcohol and not having more than 1 or 2 standard drinks a day, depending on if you're a woman or a man. Stopping smoking is really important, and also getting enough calcium in the diet. Usually 3 serves of calcium-containing foods a day is probably enough for your bones, and also having an adequate vitamin D level and getting lots of weight-bearing exercise is really good for your bones. Yeah.
Peter, in your very impressive list of research that you've been doing, I read one that's called OsteoImprove, co-designing a novel post-COVID model of osteoporosis care. What role is COVID-19 playing in the long-term issues around osteoporosis?
Yes, well, what we're finding is, and the Health Minister has pointed it out, not to neglect chronic diseases. So if you've got a chronic disease, don't forget about the management that's in place to maintain your health over this time during COVID-19. And what we're finding is a lot of patients naturally are reluctant to go to a hospital or go to their local doctor for management of these chronic conditions. So patients with these chronic conditions, including osteoporosis, they can get worse. And also we're finding people don't get outside as much, so their vitamin D levels are going down a bit. But one of the treatments for osteoporosis does involve an injection either every 6 months or every year. And people are reluctant to go and get their injections from their local doctor. But it's very important that those injections are given when they're required or they'll wear off. So that's been one of the challenges that we've been having with osteoporosis management in particular. So that's a really good point to make. And what the project was doing is trying to develop an app so people are reminded about all of these things, including exercise.
Peter, it's quite interesting. I had a little bone fracture and I fit right into that perimenopausal age group. What should people be looking for? Because I did actually panic a little bit and I thought, my God, should I get my bone density checked? But what should we be looking for?
Well, that's one of the factors that you should have a bone density test. There's no doubt
about
it. Right.
Okay. Tick on the list.
And it'd be reimbursed by Medicare as well. But
even better.
Because you've had a broken bone. So that's really the key factor. If you've already had a trip and you've broken a bone, that's an indicator that you've probably got osteoporosis.
Oh, golly.
So you need to be investigated and treated appropriately. So the other thing is a family history. Genetics are very important, and one of the signals is if either parent has had a broken hip, that could be an indicator that you've got osteoporosis. If you're a smoker, if you're drinking a lot of alcohol, or if you've got a low dietary calcium intake or a low vitamin D level and don't exercise much, these are all risk factors for getting osteoporosis. And then there are some treatments that women are on for breast cancer or men are on for prostate cancer that can contribute to osteoporosis and other medications for asthma or arthritis. We call them steroids, and if people are on those, sometimes the bone density can go down quite quickly. So there are all sorts and underlying conditions like wheat intolerance or celiac disease, overactive thyroid, all these sorts of things can contribute.
Peter, you mentioned an injection for osteoporosis, and there are a range of other drugs available as well. How safe are they? How effective are they? And particularly, how safe long-term are they?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question. And I think if you do a Dr. Google search and look at these medications that we have for osteoporosis, obviously the adverse events tend to come up first. And people get the wrong impression that the risks of the treatment outweigh the benefits, whereas it's absolutely the other way around. So these treatments are very effective at reducing broken bones, and they do that by up to 70%. Depending on the type of fracture and the medication being used. So they're very effective drugs. And when we've done an analysis, the benefits of treatment far outweigh these small risks. So I think that's important to know. And your doctor will be monitoring the treatment anyway. So we'll be looking out for any adverse effects.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Peter. The message is do look after your bones.
Yeah. And one way of doing that is to go on to the Know Your Bones website, which is something we've developed at Osteoporosis Australia. And people can actually assess their bone health themselves. They don't have to have a bone density test. They just go online to knowyourbones.org.au and fill out a questionnaire, and it'll come up with your risk for having osteoporosis. And you would have been in the red zone and need to have a bone density test.
Mm. Well, Gerald has done this test, and he's come up with flying colours.
Oh, of course. Of course. A model of fitness, Peter. But it's a very simple thing, and it's very reassuring. And it's so easy to do, and takes about 5 minutes.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Peter. You have a great Sunday.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, bye-bye. Peter.
Of course, we welcome your calls, 131 873. And Karen from Churnside Park has called. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are we?
Good, Karen. How can we help you?
Okay, I've got osteoporosis. I'm 63 in my left hip and my spine. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had my bone density scan. I'm just down in the red zone. Mm-hmm. I have a Prolia injection every 6 months. My vitamin D levels are perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, the doctor suggested I stop taking calcium as it could soften the bones.
Yes. Look, I think the jury's out on some of these things, Karen, and it's important to have a chat to the doctor and say, look, tell me exactly why I should stop taking the calcium, because logically you want to increase the calcium because that's what we're all being told we've got to do. The D3 helps absorption, and the unknown mineral in here, which we know is now very important, is vitamin K2. So you're having the injection, which is specifically there to address the drop in bone mineral density. Go back, have a chat to the doctor next time you're there and say, spell it out to me, please. Am I wasting my money with a calcium supplement, or should I just focus on high calcium food?
And it's important also that we look at sort of how our body absorbs these foods. So when we look at vitamin D, we also need these kind of cofactors, these team members that actually help to absorb. So we need good fats in our diet, and often we get a little bit concerned about losing weight and taking fat out. So it's really, really important, as well as your supplementation, as well as calcium-rich food, you're also having the good fats such as avocado, nuts, you know, full-fat dairy products, eggs. They are a beautiful source, not only of vitamin D, but they've got all those good fats in that helps with the absorption of vitamin D.
And I think you're right, Zoe, we as women get drummed into us that you've got to eat low-fat dairy and don't stay off the cheese and all those sorts of things because of a weight thing, a weight concern. But really, that's not helping us as far as calcium intake.
It's counterintuitive, and a lot of the time what we actually need to eat is more of the good fats in our diet because they make us feel full, they work with the absorption of all these other water-soluble nutrients as well. So good fats, the right amount is healthy for fat loss. Believe it or not.
I love it. I'm going home to have a huge wheel of cheese.
Not okay. The take-home message, people.
Okay, all right. So next on the House of Wellness, we'll take more of your calls, plus new research around the medicinal properties of beautiful honey. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Joint pain, stiffness or mild osteoarthritis holding you back? Go get moving again with Go Healthy, Go Turmeric 30,000 plus, one a day from Chemist Warehouse. Each capsule contains 30,000 milligrams of turmeric with high levels of active curcuminoids to help relieve joint inflammation. Go Healthy, Go Turmeric 30,000 plus, one a day is just $24.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, get Mont Blanc Legend 100ml for just $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Of course, we'd love to hear from you on 131 873 with any questions you may have for your health. Perhaps you've been struggling with a cough, sore throat, congestion, because it is that time of year. Well, here's a great story. New research out of Oxford University has shown that honey is better at treating upper respiratory tract infections than antibiotics. And I know, Gerald, you're thinking old news, but it is apparently the first time the effectiveness of honey has been scientifically assessed. And the scientists learned that honey was more effective for improving symptoms, especially the frequency and severity of coughing.
The backstory of this is that we all feel that if we've got a sore throat, incredibly sore throat, that an antibiotic will make a difference. And there's, talking about evidence, there's practically no evidence to show that a sore throat can be improved by taking an antibiotic. One of the biggest challenges we have is antibiotic resistance. So anything that we can use to reduce our dependence and expectations about antibiotics has got to be worthwhile.
Yeah,
and here
definitely.
Is one. Here is one, which is great.
Look, I think we need to not be too jumping into this because, you know, honey still is calorific. And for people who have diabetes or, you know, are trying to control their weight, we need to really kind of look at this a little bit deeper. So the advice I'll give to people is that it's not a conventional honey. What we're looking for is something like Manuka honey or raw honey. Now, the difference is that these have got a higher percentage of their antiviral, antibacterial, antimicrobial properties, amongst many other things, that actually help to come in and support the body and support the immune system. So raw honey, the difference between raw honey and other honeys is the heating process. So just think about anything else. If we heat food to a certain point, we're going to lose the nutritional value in that food. So we want it to keep it as raw. You know, when you're going for your country drive, if we ever get to do that anymore, yes. You know, and you see that little stand that's got that honey, buy that honey. That's right. The honey that we should be going for.
So the prescription is a crumpet, hot, butter, smothered in honey
yes.
for sore throats.
Cup of tea on the side with
yes.
honey in it.
But we make sure that it's responsibly sourced and it's pure, proper honey, not
yes.
necessarily what you might buy at a supermarket
yeah,
shelf.
Definitely. Yes.
Definitely. But it is lovely to know that what for however many centuries that we've been told actually has been reinforced by science.
Totally.
Isn't that good to know?
Yes.
We are
finally.
That's right. We are taking your calls and we are very happy to hear from you this morning. Jane in Sydney, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to let you know that my grandfather swore of, on honey for colds and flus, and I was brought up on honey by my... We had our own beehives. And,
oh, lovely.
So when we were ill with colds and flus and what have you, Mom used to give us honey and honey and more honey.
Beautiful. I love it. It's actually homegrown honey. So you knew the bees. You knew where it came from.
And, yeah, and of course, I'm originally from South Africa, so we had our own beehives. But when I came to Sydney in 72, I discovered the Manuka honey. So I went on to Manuka honey.
It's some great...
And every time I go down with flu, I can feel myself, I start dosing myself with honey.
Beautiful.
There's some great honeys about Helen, and also what it does is actually help us refocus on the source of honey, which is the bee,
which
is really threatened worldwide. And we take bees for granted, you know, because they sting, I've heard. But really, we need to change our attitudes a little bit about looking after bees.
Yes, I agree. Evelyn in Sydney, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Going back to osteoporosis.
Yes.
We're all aware that fizzy cool drinks leach calcium from the bones, but does that apply to homemade sparkling water from Soda Stream?
Well, the difference is, Evelyn, there's no sugar. The fizzy drinks, they're bad enough because they've got phosphates and things, but they're also loaded with sugar, which is almost scandalous. With a Soda Stream, all you're doing is putting oxygen bubbles into it. So I can't see a problem.
And in most cases, I mean, there wasn't a lot of research, because I've looked into this before. It's not the actual gas that's causing the depletion of the calcium. Exactly like Gerald said, often it's the caffeine or it's the high sugar content. So Coca-Cola, caffeine leaches calcium out of the bones. So it's important that we're not just looking at the fizzy drinks, but probably also looking at our caffeine consumption as well, because that's another sort of draw card of pulling calcium out of the body.
It's good to hear that on a Sunday morning when you're craving your first coffee.
Well, we've just had our first coffee, so we're in trouble.
Sorry, everyone.
Okay.
Drink responsibly, that's what I'm saying.
Thanks for your call, Evelyn. Next, there is a fantastic new and convenient way of getting your prescriptions. We're joined by Dr. Andrew Rochford to tell us all about it. That's next on The House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, get Mont Blanc Legend 100ml for just $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. Well, the e-health revolution continues with new legislative changes paving the way for the use of e-scripts or electronic prescriptions right across the country. So you now get your medical prescriptions on your phone. A small number of GPs and pharmacies have been trialling the program, which has now been fast-tracked due to the COVID-19 pandemic. To tell us more, we're joined by Dr. Andrew Rochford. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning.
It's great to speak with you. Can you tell us, how do the e-scripts work?
You've done a very good job already. It's pretty much trying to go from the paper script moving towards a digital version. And in really simple terms, your pharmacist who is equipped can create a digital prescription that gets sent to your phone or as an email. And it shows up pretty much like a QR code on your phone. And then that QR code, if your pharmacist is equipped to be able to dispense using electronic prescriptions, can then just scan that. That creates the digital prescription, and then they can dispense the medication. And the whole idea is to try to create efficiencies in healthcare, but especially in that sense, in prescribing of medications, so that we don't necessarily stay in the past using handwritten prescriptions.
Andrew, it's quite interesting. My mum's unwell, and we've got a beautiful relationship with our pharmacist because she has three carers. There's a lot of communication issues going back and forth as well. I think this is a fantastic idea, is what I'm trying to say to you, because I think what it will do will help to cut out that, you know, confusion between people. But is there any issue? Can this be abused in any way?
Well, I mean, I guess with everything, especially with any kind of digital technology, there needs to be safeguards in place. And when it comes to all of the digital health revolution, whether that's your My Health record, so your medical information online, using telehealth, or in the case of e-prescription, there are safeguards in place. There is a large amount of development and technology that goes into the background. It seems very simple on your phone. But a lot of that is to make sure that it can't be abused. And trying to get it to the point where it's not only safer for you as a patient or for carers, because that's the other thing. There is the opportunity for carers to have the scripts in the same way that you can take a paper script for someone you might be looking after. But it's at the top of everyone's mind is making sure that with every innovation, we need to make sure that innovation doesn't create more problems but actually creates more solutions. And in this case, that's where a huge amount of the work has been put in.
Andrew, patients are going to need, it's an awful phrase, people are going to need a fair bit of education about this, because in my discussions with people, they think that this is just automatic, that from a certain date, e-prescriptions will be available and paper prescriptions will disappear. This is a choice, isn't it, that you make during the consultation as to whether you would prefer a paper prescription or an e-prescription. Is that right?
Absolutely, yes. The choice will come down to the patient. There will also be a transition period. So at the moment, the use of electronic prescriptions is very much focused and targeted in areas. You're piloting, trying to make sure that iron out any of the kinks before it gets broadly released. We've seen that in Greater Melbourne, as you mentioned, because of COVID-19, it has been given the opportunity that throughout Greater Melbourne, pharmacies and general practitioners can now come online. But that will take time for them to get their processes in place, for them to get their software updated. And again, for people to become comfortable with using something that's new. And the way that I like to describe it is, you know, when the car was invented, there was a period of time when you still saw horse and cart and you saw the car on the road at the same time. And for a time, we will see handwritten paper prescriptions at the same time as we'll see electronic prescriptions. And as gradually more and more people become comfortable with it, I think in the future we'll move completely away from paper scripts into digital scripts. But that will take time for that transition to occur.
And is it being rolled out nationally at this point? When will it be available to all of us?
It's not nationally just yet. So it's targeted into areas or communities where we're piloting. And it's being broadly put out through Greater Melbourne at the moment. And we'll see as time goes on, different areas will start to come online. So the importance with something like this is not to rush at it too fast, to give people a chance to come online and start to understand it. And so the national rollout will take time. It's not available everywhere just yet. If you are in one of the areas that is available, especially in Greater Melbourne, you still need to make sure you're ringing your pharmacist to make sure they are online before you show up with an electronic prescription. But as months pass and as we move forward, we'll start to see this into more areas and you know, into the whole of Australia.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Andrew. You have a great Sunday.
You too. Thank you.
Well, have you got a question to help support your health today? Give us a call, 131-873. Deborah has given us a call from Melbourne. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Could I be able to speak with Gerald?
Sure. I'm listening, Deborah. How can I help you?
Oh, hey. Yeah. Look, I have a question for you, but could I quickly explain its background?
Yeah, sure.
Look, I'm just curious why eating peanut butter protects the eyes from watering. I just found out that if you eat a teaspoon of peanut butter before cutting an onion, your eyes don't water. Mm. I also found I get 1 hour's relief from hay fever symptoms. Would it be okay if you looked into this? Because I have a theory, it's just a theory, that peanut butter coats the throat and may give some protection for the eyes against coronavirus.
Oh, look,
a mask protects the nose and mouth, but not the eyes. Mm. And I found that peanut butter somehow is protecting the eyes from cutting up onion from hay fever.
So we need peanut butter-flavoured masks pretty well. Deborah, when we look at hay fever, in fact, broadly, a reaction to an allergenic material, most of it comes through our nose. With onions, of course, it affects the eyes. And it's the throat can be involved as well. So it's a matter of looking after those organs. And everybody's different. If you've got a severe reaction and you find something works for you, then go for it. I think in York, I'd be just delegating the onions to someone else.
That's a good option.
Absolutely.
We'll have more of your calls next. Plus A to Z of Vitamins is back with lovely ashwagandha. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What looks and smells like a pumpkin spiced latte? It's the Andalou Naturals Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Mask. This decadent beauty secret is made from fruit stem cells, vitamin C and glycolic AHAs blended with Manuka honey and organic pumpkin. When you start to feel a tingle on your skin, you know the ingredients are working to dissolve dry surface cells, even skin tone and smoothen the texture of your skin. Andalou Naturals Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Mask is only $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, get Mont Blanc Legend 100ml for just $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and today we're talking ashwagandha, a lovely ancient medicinal herb.
Withania somnifera, Indian ginseng. There's a whole, herbs have a range of other names, traditional names. The important thing about ashwagandha is it's good for stress.
Yes. Mm.
And stress causes all sorts of things. It causes inflammation, which in fact contributes towards bone loss, as we spoke to Peter before. Mm-hmm. It affects your ability to think clearly. It affects your sleep. So looking at underlying issues like stress can make a difference to a person's quality of life. And ashwagandha is a clinically proven herb, which is so effective for those who feel that things get on top of them.
Mm.
And it's really worth trying. And I think a 6 to 8 week trial period is worthwhile. It's not going to take the stress away, but it's adapting. It's called an adaptogenic. Mm. Adapting to the stress is what it's all about. And that's life, really. We can't change so much, but we can live with it if we're smart.
So,
Gerald, I had a great success on this. I was going through a terrible period of stress, and I only took one bottle of it, and I just found that I was able to cope. And then, as you know, when your body's in the position of decreasing inflammation, we absorb our nutrients better. So my body was able to fight more effectively as well. So I think it's a winner.
I love this. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia. We love hearing from you on 131 873. And Charlie has called. Good morning, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How can we help?
Last week I heard you about the lipoic acid with somebody.
For neuropathic pain, acid. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was taking that in the turmeric. I was just wondering sort of what time frame you'd be looking at taking it before I could see sort of results.
Look, everybody's different. Everybody's different, Charlie. I've seen changes within days, and I haven't seen changes at all. Your body will tell you. So I think 6 weeks is a reasonable time that you take 400 milligram lipoic acid twice a day after food, along with high-dose turmeric. If you don't find things are making any change within 6 weeks, then it's time to look at something else. But that's a reasonable time.
All the best with that, Charlie. Gwen from Vaucluse, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I'm hoping you can help me. Mm-hmm. I suffer with sinus, and I've had it since February last year. I've had it all my life, really, but it's got worse. I find now I can't, if I go out in the wind, my nose starts running like a tap, my eyes watering, and I can't go into Coles or Woolworths or train in bus. By the time I get out of there, I'm in the same situation.
Gwen, this is all about looking after your nose, and your nose is responding to the changes in temperature. And I think we are very quick sometimes to just air condition everything to within an inch of its life. The solution for a start is to look at isotonic saline without a preservative as an irrigation morning and night. Now, in Melbourne, we have to wear masks all the time, so we offset sometimes that change. But you could certainly, that will make a difference to you if you wear a mask. But look at the saline, night and morning, get your nose functioning correctly, and you will find things will settle.
Well, thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Of course, you can always go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask Gerald tab. He's always there to answer your calls. Don't forget to check out House of Wellness TV today at midday on Channel 7. There's a great story about a world-first breakthrough COVID-19 test that can give you a result in 20 minutes. That has been developed in Melbourne. It's a really interesting story. And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, get Mont Blanc Legend 100ml for just $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It's been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. Gerald, you have the House of Wellness lift out there.
Yes, this is in the News Limited papers today, Wellness Plus Parenting, which and there's some good reading in there. It's a bit late for me, but still.
Nice. You're still a parent.
I'm grandparent.
I know. That's right. And Zoe, we were talking about honey today. You have a lovely recipe for us.
Yeah, I did a little post on social media on Instagram. It's a honey tea, raw honey, garlic, ginger, lemon and lemon zest. It's just something you sip over the course of the day. Fabulous for colds, for throats, but it's very soothing as well.
On with your crumpets.
Oh,
come on, you.
Do that. What's wrong with crumpets, Zoe?
I love it. I love it. I'm just kind of giving the best alternative. Let's just put it that way.
And it does sound very soothing, particularly on a chilly day. So I might go home and try that myself. You can always check out House of Wellness podcast, Best of You in the House of Wellness, which is a fantastic way of connecting with your mental health at the moment, because we know a lot of us are feeling a little bit out of control. We're feeling the stress and the anxiety of this time. Quite overwhelming. So check that out at podcastoneaustralia.com.au. Of course, you can check out houseofwellness.com.au. Don't forget the Ask Gerald tab if you have a question for him. I know that you're very diligent about that,
very
Gerald.
Very diligent, yes. A little overwhelmed sometimes, but we get through them, Joe. And each person gets an individual answer.
What you need to do is get on to the lovely soothing tea whilst you're sitting there answering all of the questions.
Look, I'm more interested in the crumpet.
But how about both together? Compromise.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, it's been lovely to see you again, Zoe. You have a fantastic week, Gerald, of course. And make sure you check out House of Wellness TV today, midday, on Channel 7. And for more ways to get well, stay well, live well, look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We're going to be with you next week. And don't forget, you can always call us 131 873 next week with your calls. We look forward to speaking with you then. Let's get it, let's get it.